Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Lately, a lot of us have been thinking more about whose names are in our history books and whose names are on our monuments, our streets, and our buildings, especially after the recent protests over racial injustice. So how can you request to have a street name changed in Charlotte? That's coming up on FAQ City. Hey, it's Claire Donnelly. Have you ever caught yourself looking at a street sign and wondering how it got that name? Or maybe wondering who it's named after? That's what we're talking about today, street names, thanks to a question from listener Martin Pruitt. Martin moved to Charlotte in 2013, right after college. He had taken a job as the youth director at Sharon Presbyterian Church. Not long after he started his new gig, he met a woman named Anna. You might be able to guess where this is going.
Her mom actually introduced us because I was working at the church that they had grown up at.
Yep, Anna and Martin got married a few years later. Right around that time, they also decided to buy a house.
And West Charlotte was where we were looking because it was really where we could afford.
Their realtor took them to Clanton Park, and they instantly fell in love with it. They bought a little brick house within walking distance of the park.
We're pretty much the only white people in the neighborhood and the only people under 80 in the neighborhood. But when we moved in, when we were looking at the house, we talked to the neighbors and they were all immediately welcoming. They said as long as we were good neighbors that they would love to have us.
In the past few weeks, Martin has been thinking a lot about a street in his neighborhood. It started when he heard a WFAE story about how Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools plan to rename Barringer Elementary. He says he thought, wait a minute, I know that name.
And I figured, well, maybe that's the same as Barringer Road that runs right through my neighborhood.
And it is the same. Barringer Drive winds along the edge of several West Charlotte neighborhoods. Martin says he'd driven or walked by the sign many, many times and never thought much about it. It turns out the street is named for Osmond Barringer. He was a Charlotte developer and automobile enthusiast. He drove the first car into Charlotte in 1902, according to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library. Osmond Barringer was also a white supremacist. Local historian Tom Hanchett says Barringer led a parade as part of a campaign for poll taxes and literacy tests that would keep black people from voting.
Back then, we didn't have a Ku Klux Klan. We didn't have people in white robes. But the leaders of the white supremacy campaign urged that everyone dress in red shirts. And there was a grand march of several hundred people up Tryon Street in the summer of 1900.
Osmond Barringer also donated some land for Revolution Park in 1929. But Hanchett says the donation included a clause that said if African Americans were ever allowed to use the park, the donation was voided. Osmond Barringer's father was Rufus Barringer, a general in the Confederate Army, and his brother, Paul Barringer, a physician and academic, advocated for segregation and eugenics. The University of Virginia removed Paul Barringer's name from one of its hospital wings in 2019. Back in Clanton Park, Martin Pruitt was upset to learn all of this about the Barringers. He says now he looks at the street sign totally differently.
They didn't want people of color to be in this community, and now their name is on a street that runs through a neighborhood mostly of people of color.
Martin wants to ask the city of Charlotte to change the street name. So he asked FAQ City, how do I do that? We'll have an answer to that question right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. Hey folks, if you're looking for another podcast that explores life in Charlotte, I recommend listening to WFAE's newest podcast, Work It. If you're from North Carolina, you may remember Work It being the winner of the 2019 Queen City PodQuest, where more than 300 Charlotte area podcast pitches were submitted and voted on by the community. On each episode of Work It, hosts Stephanie Hale and Jill Beers follow their curiosities underneath the job and into the complex identities of the people we encounter in our everyday lives. From carpet layers to lawyers, barbers to burlesque performers, and beyond. Gain a new perspective on Charlotte work and life. Listen to Work It on Apple Podcasts, NPR One, and WFAE.org/workit. Hey, we're back. Before the break, we heard from Martin Pruitt, who wants to change the name of Charlotte's Barringer Drive after learning it's named for a white supremacist. He asked FAQ City, "How do I do this?" We'll get to that answer in a moment. First, I just want to point out that Martin's question is something the city of Charlotte itself has been wrestling with. After this summer's protests over racial injustice, the city council created a group called the Legacy Commission. It's supposed to study Charlotte's street names and monuments that honor the legacy of Confederate soldiers, slave owners, and segregationists, and then make recommendations about what names need to be changed. It's still working on that study. But some names it might recommend changing are Stonewall, Hill, and Jefferson Davis Streets. All three have ties to the Confederacy. Stonewall is named for Confederate General Thomas Jonathan Stonewall Jackson. Hill Street is also believed to be named after a Confederate general, Daniel Harvey Hill. And Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy. Okay, now back to Martin's question. How can you request to have a street name changed? Well, as it turns out, Charlotte's Department of Transportation has a set process. CDOT spokesperson Sierra Bratton walked me through the steps. First, you have to pick your top three choices for the new street name. And, of course, there are rules, like the name can't be longer than 21 letters. It can't have a direction before or after, so no N for north, etc. It has to include a roadway type, like street or avenue or drive.
There can't be any duplication. So, for example, if there is a Parsons Drive, it wouldn't be permissible to have that same street, but something like Parsons Hill Road would be acceptable.
You also can't use punctuation, the name of a business, or what CDOT calls a possibly offensive name. So you submit your names to CDOT. If one's available and acceptable, CDOT sends you an official petition. You have to get approval from 75% of the property owners along the street. So if you rent a home or business property, you don't have a say. Bratton says the name could be changed in 2 to 3 months. Once the name is changed, the real work begins. Because think about it, your address affects everything. Where your tax forms get mailed, where your Amazon packages go, where your kids are zoned for school, and where your house shows up on Google Maps. So CDOT starts telling everyone.
Like Charlotte-Mecklenburg School, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, the tax office, NCDOT, the U.S. Postal Service.
Then there are the new signs.
CDOT Operations actually creates all of these street name markers. And so to do so, the cost is generally $250. However, that can fluctuate depending on the number of signs that have to be replaced.
About 10 to 15 people request street name changes each year, Bratton says. There's been a slight uptick this year, about 10% more than normal, which could have to do with the recent protests, but it's hard to know for sure. Back in Clanton Park, Martin Pruitt says he's eager to run the idea of changing Barringer Drive by his neighbors.
Unfortunately, since we're in the middle of a pandemic and most of my neighbors are in the 80 and above category, we haven't gotten to talk about it much.
But he has at least one alternate name in mind.
We're standing right beside the Charles Sifford Golf Course. He was the first African-American in the PGA, and this golf course was named for him because he was a native Charlottean. I would love for us to do some digging and to find other incredible native Charlottians of color that we could replace the name of a white supremacist with their name on this road.
Well, that's it for this episode of FAQ City. Special thanks to Andos Helms, who contributed reporting. And thanks to Martin Pruitt for his question. If you're like Martin and have a question about Charlotte and the surrounding region, please share it with us on wfae.org/FAQCity. You might just be featured in an upcoming episode. Listen to more FAQ City stories by subscribing to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. While you're at it, go ahead and give us a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. To make a contribution and support WFAE's journalism today, hit the donate button on WFAE.org. That's all for this week. Until next time, stay safe and take care. I'm Claire Donnelly.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.